Blog Talk Radio.
As you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as
talk about loneliness. You know, sometimes it can fool you into believing you're on top of the world. No one can top you or stop you. And everything you've ever wanted is right at your fingertips. But as always, reality steps in and shocks you right back into the present. And all you can do is ask yourself over and over, why? What happened to the love that brought us both so much joy and happiness? Hey, I know things change. People change. But this hurts. I mean, really hurts. I guess it all boils down to the fact that we really didn't know each other anyway, huh? Yeah, I know. Say, wait a minute. Let me tell you exactly how I feel, okay?
Today I'm just a lonely man, but tomorrow I'll be a king. Blessing all my subjects, kept afar in security. The whole wide world will watch me as I walk up to my throne. Nice and shining armor, stand around to heed my call.
But wait a minute, I'm still lonely. I guess anyone can dream, but when you lose someone it seems so unimportant.
Good. Welcome to First Hour Radio, everybody. I just want to say that we got a very special show planned for you tonight. In the spirit of love, and dedicated to two special friends of ours that have been together for a long time, and they're starting to rekindle and start something anew, which is very, very uncommon nowadays. However, they're fortunate to do that, and they share three beautiful children together, and we just want to say that right here at Versatile Radio, we're very proud, and we are very hopeful that everything will work out in the best. So with that being said, go ahead and take us wherever you want to go, Mary.
You can sit on that, but those kind of whole
I'm going to go ahead and leave that up in the air, but I just want to say this, too, that if you were there at the Versatile Summer Jam, you know that we rocked it. We rocked the vibe. We rocked Riverside straight up out the box. And if anybody is out there that has went over there, then, you know that the shows are coming up. They're going to be better and better and better. So everybody stay tuned. Keep an update on Facebook and, you know, just listen out. One love.
La 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 la. you're asking for your love will turn the key, darling mine. I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Fill my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I'm here.
I'm Chef James. I'm the executive chef for Heavenly Edibles, located in Riverside, California. We provide full-service catering from meetings all the way through weddings. Do it in your home location or do out any sort of large venue. Well, you guys actually did make a special night. Instead of me doing the catering, I had the two of you do the catering. Our 16th year of being married, let's say the time just flew by, and our 16th anniversary was in May. Really got caught up, had many things to do, and we were lucky enough to focus in on it this evening.
Awesome. We also have your wife,
Carrie. Hi. How are you?
own voice.
I can't help it. It was really special. Me and my husband were separated for a few years, and we've reconnected. And it's nice to, like, feel married again and do something romantic, because it's been at least a couple of years since we have. And you guys really made our night. We feel really blessed. Thank you.
No doubt our
We've been together about 19 years, and we just connected in college, and we got along really well. We never fought. We always had fun, and we had good careers, and everything was wonderful. And then we had our son, who has cerebral palsy. He's 10 years old now, and that kind of our life kind of took a dive, because you don't expect your child to be born with cerebral palsy. And we also lost a twin brother one day old. And that was pretty disheartening. And we kind of lost a piece of our hearts after that happened. And our life kind of downward spiraled. And we started to fall apart.
And it's not how you not have to how
there we go. Differently. Terry did her things. Me, I probably just focused my head completely on my career. To me, it was no big deal to go ahead and work 6 days a week, you know, 16, 18 hours a day, sometimes 7 days a week. So all of a sudden, as you mentioned, 10 years go by, and you start scratching your head. It's like, hey, I know my son, but I really don't know my wife anymore. Sure. At that time, when she became pregnant, I was working for the MGM Mirage Corporation in Las Vegas. I was at one of their smaller properties, the Boardwalk, which is now currently where City Center is. I was the executive chef of that property. Right around the time of the birth, I think it was about a month or two beforehand, I switched over to work for Viacom and division. It was under Paramount Parks division, and so there I switched to be the executive chef and general manager for the Star Trek attraction in Las Vegas. It's a tough feeling to try to explain. I guess it's different in a way when you don't necessarily know your child. You don't know them as a person, the personality of them, but it's still your child. And no parent is ever prepared to bury their child. Nor is any parent prepared to deal with the medical challenges that come along with the permanent disability. So being, you know, smacked with those two at the same time, the reason for the death of one child and the other child having cerebral palsy was they were born at 26 weeks early. So Sean, which was our first child who passed away, he was born at 1 pound, 1 ounce. And he was listed at 24 weeks development, and Riley was born at 1 pound, 10 ounces, and he was 26 weeks developmental. So we had a long, long, long time in the hospital before we could even consider taking Riley home. It was 93 days exactly. So it creates its own world, its own culture, you know, living in a hospital atmosphere. Any parent with a child with a disease or disability understands what that's like to live inside of a hospital pretty much and raise a child in a hospital.
You work at home?
Mm-hmm.
Or the child? I don't know if you like what you guys go through and what the work consists of as far as the being tied to the week and
how
it has affected your marriage?
Oh, definitely. It is all consuming. I mean, your children are as it is, but the aspect that you're torn between two things with your child. One, your child constantly asking for your help for, you know, basic things like I need a drink. You know, to the point that it's your job as a parent to teach them to live on their own. So it's tough to know when to say no to something or when to push the child to get it themselves because, you know, you feel, you know, as a parent obligated to go run and do these things for them. So all of a sudden you find out that you focus solely, you know, on a child. We're no longer husband and wife, but we're two parents, so we co-parented very well together. Well, sometimes, I should say. But you, as I said, all of a sudden you realize you don't know your partner anymore. And that really comes down to the point is in, you know, when we were separated, I Riley stayed with me. So I got a whole different respect of what mom's life is like. I mean, my day would start at 5:30 in the morning, you know, getting him up, you know, helping him out of bed, which basically means carrying him out of bed and placing him on a toilet chair, you know, helping him go to the bathroom, you know, cleaning him from that point, you know, getting addressed, medications, all those things. You know, planning for his doctor's appointment that week. It's not abnormal to have 3 doctor's appointments in 1 week. You know, getting him off to school. You know, that's, I mean, the nice thing is, you know, a bus would pick him up at the house. You know, then I would run off to work, finish up at work, have to usually leave early so I can get him from school. Because most babysitters and stuff will not, you know, enter your home unless you're present. Sometimes then going back to work, coming home, when I come home, then I'm assisting, you know, as far as making dinner, doing laundry, cleaning up, homework. And then all of a sudden, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, before I sat down for myself. So when we think about that also in a couple's point of view, even when, you know, back to when we were together, that was split between the two of us. So, again, we were sitting down at 10, 11 o'clock at night, exhausted, and there was no time to chat with each other. I mean, we were exhausted to even talk to each other.
And another thing, when you have a disabled child, you don't get people don't offer to help you much. So you don't get a lot of, you know, free time. And it's not like you can get together your friends and the kids, because their kids don't relate with your child. And so you don't even have that with your being a mom and getting together with your friends. It just, nobody invites you to do anything because your kid can't, you know, play with the other kids and do the same thing. So it's definitely has its challenges.
I didn't hear at all. I'm sorry on that, but it's not coming through on the phone. It just comes through garbled. Got you.
Young and wild and free. your favorite oldies at Versatile Radio.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
Special request. Playing your favorite. Around us. Planet. Only on. Versa. Tile Radio. Tile Radio. Thank you.
Hear me okay?
I got you.
Yes. All right. Welcome back to Versatile Radio. James, I know, you know, we did have a few issues with the audio here in the studio. Do you remember where we left off at?
Yeah, I had asked a few questions. I had asked if there's anything that he wants to say or any inspiration they want to give to maybe a couple or maybe a single person going through the same thing they are struggling, you know, just the way they did.
I mean, my son's smile is the inspiration I get every day. Or just saying, Daddy, I love you, or hearing, Mommy, I love you, inspiration. But what really got me to think about it was my car had an accident one night, nothing bad. And the tow truck driver was taking me home, and he had a child with, I tell you something, I can't really remember what degenerative disease he had or condition that he had. And he was talking about you know, he's going off on a tangent about a shot to cure his son. And I'm looking at him like he's got two heads. And he goes, would you? And I said, what? And he's like, would you, you know, give your son the shot and just cure him right away? And it's just like right as he said it, it's like I realized he, you know, he was talking in a figure of speech. Because it's not, I mean, these things don't exist. And you get to understand it very quickly that it's impossible to cure. It is what it is. And then I'm like quickly said, no, of course I would not give my son that shot. My son's condition is my son. It's so involving. It's who he is. It's his personality. It's everything about him. And if he didn't have cerebral palsy tomorrow, he wouldn't be the same son that I know today.
Right.
You know, it's a challenge, but you know I love him for that challenge in a way. It has opened my eyes. It's tough as a parent because I haven't walked in his shoes, so I don't know what he's going to experience or what he experiences every day. But man, he has taught me the world. Taught me so much.
And I just want to say one thing to the both of you. Remember that the struggles that we go through today make us the people, the parents, the wife, the husband, the mothers, the fathers of who we are, you know, tomorrow. And, you know, it doesn't define who we are as a person, but it builds our character to let us know who we are inside. I just want to say that I commend you, but you know, I myself give you guys a great deal of blessings, and I hope they come in multitude. I always pray for you know, couples and people and children that, you know, that they can't do or defend themselves, and you know, those to me are the closest to God's angels. And I just want to say, you know, you guys are a beautiful couple, both of you. And don't let the little things get in the way of keeping the move forward. As long as you step forward, there'll always be hope. There'll always be faith. There'll always be love. And that's the main thing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We're going to play this one song here. This is Mr. Johnny O featuring Club Jumpers, his newest release. And we'll be right back. Once again, Versatile Radio.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Let this song go through your mind. Let it flush away the lie. Let this rhythm take control of your soul and life. Feel the pain just disappear. See everything oh so clear. Let me walk on water with you all my
get it, hit it there, let it play. I peace of mind and then I'm on my way, don't let it stray. You ain't nothing you can run from. Twist in place, twisting days until my tongue's numb. Have no regrets in life, that's why they hate me. I smoke my stress in my pipe until it's empty. Don't even try, you can't rise on this arm rail. I see them die when they ride, choosing high ground. My strategy is handle beats the way the lane should. If they could stand like me, then they would learn good. I'll be the hood, hear my sound on the low throat. I wish they would grab the wood and let the smoke go. There's no escaping, I've been waiting with the ransom. No delay when my pay, I'll throw a tantrum. Don't need a hang and I've been handling it hot. Move around through my ceiling, so I'm standing at the top. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. No matter what you think you have, you can't run from it. Put down the gap, we'll make them battle, watch them come for it. I'm running hard from the thought that never take my heart. Weird scars make me part, no more face the dark. You can't run from it, so don't cry. I'm caught up in the fun of it, that's no lies in the strain. I'm seeking for a new star. The rest of me is just a reason to take a few spots. I fall in debt and die, it's like a drive-by. Why am I so at rest? They wanna try. I'm never damn, set you up and take the crown. I'm repping with my weapon, so you bet not make a sound. I'm moving through the hoops to reach the truth. I got my troops, find my boots and let them move. A flame is on, bang the song and let it ride. You can feel how you feel, but it's always felt inside. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. You couldn't run from it, even if you tried. Become but up a dumb, caught me creeping in the night. Leave the lights on, in case they wanna try something. Die front and blast back, I feel inside nothing. Another casualty of war, take a vanguard. I need a way to give me more so I can stay young. If you think you get away, then go and try, dog. Release the beast, break the beast and feel it slide off. I don't regret anything that's done. I see you hold your breath, cause you've been blessed with none. Damn, I swear, they ruin every plan I share. But I'm still running, leave you stunning, something on the snare. I need a beast, sit and cheese, spill with my tribe. Progressing from the reef, although I'm bleeding inside, I need to try. So now they're pumping my stomach before I bleed and die, but I ain't never running from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it. Go ahead and try, you can't run from it. Fall in debt and die, you can't run from it. No regrets in life, you can't run from it. You couldn't run from it, so you shouldn't run from it.
But in the game, I lost you. What a price to pay. Hey, I'm crying. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Baby, baby. Ooh, 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 ooh. Baby, baby.
Yeah, welcome back to Versatile Radio. For those of you who have just joined in, we've got a couple of special friends on the line tonight, and we're kind of giving them the opportunity to fall back in love together, compliments of Versatile Radio. James Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Is there anything, we got about 20 minutes left of the show, and I just want to ask if there's anything else that you guys would like to add to this show. We're going to have you back on as guest probably a couple times or maybe one time during the week.
Just and, to make a follow-up and, update, you know.
Yes, yes. And as this project with Versatile Radio, putting you up as candidates for Extreme Makeover, we will actually, be putting the updates right here on Versatile Radio as well as our Facebook pages and what have you. But for now, is there anything you want to add to this episode?
Were we going to talk about the one issue, or are we going to talk about that next time?
Is there anything you want to add?
We're going to talk about it right now just because you brought it up.
Oh, no.
I'll add my one thing for Terry Johnson. I need to do this more often. That's my one thing, Matt.
Say it again. I didn't even...
Oh, I need to do this more often. So, you know, have a date night with my wife.
Yeah.
All right. So how about this? How about this? Compliments Versatile Radio. Both of you guys make a promise, a commitment to each other as of today that if not once a week, maybe, bump it up to twice a week, that this is something that you guys do. You know, we didn't have to go anywhere special, us being just who we are and you guys being who you are made it even special enough for, you know, everybody here. Make a commitment to each other and, right here, right now on the radio that, you know, you guys are going to at least do this once a week, you know, given down the line a month, make it twice a week. And, you got to say it. You got to say it, Terry. You got to say it, James.
Yep.
Okay, I will make a commitment.
Yep. Same here. Here's my promise.
All right. So as of today, we will be checking up on you guys to make sure that you guys have followed through with that commitment as well as the things that I've asked of you guys at dinner. just know that here at Versatile Radio, we will be dropping updates on you guys.
On that note, too, we're gonna go ahead and share what Alicia is talking about. Her asking at dinner, during dinner, after dinner, whatever it was. But tonight, she actually asked you guys a few questions, and one of the questions that I thought was so cute and stood out to me was what it was about each other that you guys liked when you first met. What was that?
Yeah, go ahead and I want the same answer that you guys gave me at dinner. But Terry, you start
okay.
First.
Okay, what I said was that I like that he's very intelligent, and he's also very good, I guess, charismatic. So he always knows how to say the right thing, and that was really attractive to me.
What was the right thing that he said to you? I said, what was the right thing that he said to you that got your attention?
What was the right thing that he said to me? I don't remember that question. I apologize.
No. I said, I'm just asking right now. What was the one of the right things that he said to you that made you look his way, that made you
catch your attention,
that caught your attention?
Like what I was saying, that I just found him very charismatic and intelligent. I thought that's what I answered. I apologize.
And James, go ahead and give. What was your answer? What was the first thing that made you fall in love with your wife?
Her forwardness.
Anything? Huh? Her forwardness. I do remember you saying that. Her forwardness.
No, I said he was manipulative.
Oh, yeah, careful, we're on the radio. Anyway, so
like I said, we're going to be doing updates. I mean, this, you know, for those of you who don't know, this couple is a beautiful couple. I mean, they have a heart of gold, and unfortunately, wrong people enter their lives at this time, and that made them, you know, see a different side of a person that, you know, they thought it could never be. And as opposed to that, you know, a lot of things happen. But all in all, they not only have, you know, starting to build a beautiful relationship again. Hopefully that was, you know, something that we took part in here at First Child Radio. But they have beautiful children and a beautiful home as well. And everything that's inside of them is just, you can see the love, you can feel the love. So
I want to thank you guys for joining us at First Child Radio and letting us be a part of this reunification of your marriage. Once again, I want to say thank you to everybody out there that have supported the event, has been supporting me and inspiring me and keeping my spirit alive as far as my accident recently and my hospital visit. It could have been very serious. Strong believer in the Lord, everybody knows, and I appreciate all your guys' love and support and your inspiration, all your posts, all your comments. Flowers were sent to me. Daniela, one love. I thank you and everybody else that that has just been right here. It's just a God-given blessing. And welcome Alicia back to Versatile Radio. She was on vacation for a minute, but we are coming back strong, full force, better than ever.
Back better than ever, baby. You know that.
Not going to be perfect, but, you know, Versatile Radio, always going to be versatile. Keeping it real talk at all times, never hating, just collaborating, one love. We're going to go ahead and close this out. We got about 15 minutes left of just music. We're going to try to get as many songs up here and played before the episode ends. Some of Terry and James's favorites that they have requested. And once again, is there anything else you guys want to say, James, Terry?
I want you to
love you. Yeah, we love you too.
Oh, to each other?
We love you. Yeah, say something to your husband and Jane, say something to your wife.
I want to say that I love you, honey, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to have you back in my life. The last 2 years were heartbreaking, and I missed you. I know I was around you a lot, but it wasn't the same, and I'm so happy to have you back, and me, I know I'm in your heart again, and I just thank God, and we're so blessed to have our baby, Trevor, who's 8 months. I think he helped bring us back together, too, and I just want to thank you for my two baby boys.
That was so cool. What about you, James?
Thank you. Thanks, Derek. I love you, too. I got to see, man, it's been nice. I mean, the challenges are still there. I know the challenges would never go away. It's a lot nicer, you know, doing it that way. And I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
Awesome. Once again, thanks. You guys need to come out to the pool so we can throw you guys in because...
yeah, because we're about to jump in right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so we'll stop. You guys have a
woo!
You'll be hearing brand new episodes coming up this week. We got a few things, a special thing scheduled with Powerhouse Bombshells. I'm not going to go ahead and leak out the names. We've got some really, really, really exclusive interviews coming out.
Just stay tuned in.
One of the artists of the year, the East Coast, so you guys stay tuned in. Power Radio, one love, baby face, never keep it secret. Yeah. Could I ever treat my baby that way?
your horses understand. I'll take you little flowers to express the way I feel. I love to see you smile, don't get scared cause this is real. I know you've fallen in love, been hurt many times, and it will never happen. I promise if you were mine, I know you wouldn't shy. I see the pain in your eyes, hurt when he left you alone and not from the lies. It makes me angry, how would make her do you like this? I hope my love and affection can make it better with a kiss. Wish I'd take your pain away, wipe your tears from your eyes. No man's worth your tears, and the one that is won't make you cry.
I'm lying to tell you, if I'd be with you, I won't fail you.
Let's walk away from this pain. You ain't alone, girl, no. Just hold my hand and take a chance. I have a plan, let's keep it real. I'll always be your only man. And time after time I'll remind you what you're worth. You mean the whole world to me. You're so beautiful, girl, and I'ma love you. If I ever get the chance to have you, hope forever we will last. So hold me, don't let go, don't be afraid, girl, and let's take a chance on a love, on a love.
I'm trying to tell you.
Life with true love and romance.
I'm trying to tell you.